Today, God wants you to thrive, not just barely survive. Amen? God wants you to thrive. He doesn't want you to just barely survive. And many times, we're not really thriving. And sometimes, we're barely surviving. Well, I'm going to start here in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28. And I'm going to read from verse 11. And the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods. Amen? If I read anything that resonates with you, feel free to say amen. In fact, feel free to shout amen. Praise the Lord. Let me try that again. And the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods. In the fruit of your body. Amen. And in the fruit of your cattle. In the fruit of your ground. Well, the reason he was saying all of that was because many of them were cattle ranchers, you know, and so forth. That's what they do. But we can substitute whatever it is that you are doing today. Amen. I mean, I don't know if there's any cattle ranchers here. So whether you are ranching cattle or you are a business entrepreneur in the marketplace, whatever it is that you are doing, even if you are working, you know, somewhere else, you know, for somebody else, it doesn't really matter. The Lord will make you plenteous. Amen. In the goods. Hallelujah. The Lord will make even the fruit of the ground, you know, to respond to you. Hallelujah. In the land in which the Lord swear to your fathers to give you. Now there is a promise. And I want to come here today to speak about that. There is a promise that the Lord gave at the beginning of this year for you to emerge. Amen. You know, and we're going to do something here today towards that. So the Lord is going to make you plenteous in all these things. The Lord will open unto you His good treasure. Amen? That's in the next verse. The Lord will open to you His good treasure. Now think about that. The Lord doesn't do things for just barely enough. I mean, if the Lord were to truly open to you His good treasure, I mean, do you really realize that you will have abundance? Hello? The Lord will open unto you His good treasure. The heaven to give you rain, you know. And I say, the dew of heaven upon the works of your hands. Amen. The Lord will bless the work of your hand. Amen. That's what He just said. Hallelujah. Now, He also said, you will be a lender and not a borrower. Because the borrower is servant to the lender. You know, so you need to be lending and not borrowing. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, don't be a borrower. Be a lender. You know, we're going to show you how that will be done, you know, today. For you to come into your own. Something that God has promised, you know, He promised it. And because He promised it, well, all we can do, I'm just an enforcer of what He already promised. Praise the Lord. It's not my word, it's His word. And the Lord shall make you to be the head. Hello, somebody. How many of you would like to be the head and not the tail? Let me see your hands up. You would like to be the head, but you're not responding as I'm reading these things. The Lord will make you to be the head. And not the tail. The Lord shall make you to be above only. And thou shalt not be beneath. But He put a big if behind it. Now all these things, you know, they are premised on this big if. If that thou shalt hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day. He told them a lot of things and so forth. But I put it to you this way. If you hearken to the voice of the Lord, hallelujah, because in that voice, He will give you instructions. Gives you instruction. All right, they want me to change the mic. This one's not loud enough. Huh? You can hear me? Okay. All right. So, the Lord, there is something when He gives His promises, He also gives some conditions. Now, this one is, if that thou will hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. Now, why does the Lord your God need you to hearken to His voice? Because He said in the book of Isaiah, chapter 48 and verse 17, He said, it is the Lord thy God that teaches you how to profit. And somebody say amen. And leads you in the way that you should go. He said, look, thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer and the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God that teaches you how to profit. In other words, it will give you strategy. Amen. Strategy on how to profit. And it will lead you in the way that you should go. Psalm 32 and verse 8 says the same thing. He said, I will instruct you in the way that you should go. And I will guide you with my eye. Hallelujah. Now, again, he says in Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. I'm just putting these scriptures out there for you. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. Remember the Lord thy God. For it is He that giveth thee power to get wealth. Now, I'm going to be talking about that in a bit. So, He does it so that He may establish the covenant which He swear unto your fathers to give it to you. You know, so, the promise that He also gave you at the beginning of the year for you to emerge, you know, it is the Lord thy God that's going to give you the power to do the same. Amen. Amen. Now, what does it mean to give you power to get wealth? He didn't exactly say, the Lord thy God will give you wealth. Hello? That's right. Doesn't say that. No. But he said, the Lord thy God will give you power to get the wealth. He will give you knowledge. He will give you inspiration of the Almighty. You knew I was going to bring that in, didn't you? That's right. According to Job chapter 32 and verse 8, there is a spirit in man. Hallelujah. That spirit is in you already. And the inspiration of the Almighty gives you understanding. Now, this is understanding that can break up the deeps. It's understanding that can go into the wells of knowledge. It is understanding that can give you treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. It's understanding. You know, it's knowledge that can give you an advantage. You know, we covered that when we did the wisdom series. There is something that will give you an advantage, and it is the knowledge that you have that others don't have. That's how the people that make money, that's how they do it. They have an advantage. They know something that you don't know. Hallelujah. In fact, some people profit off the backs of the ignorant. They profit off their backs. You know. So, the Lord, He wants you to prosper and to have abundance. Listen to this. You know, in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 8 and verse 9. He says, for ye yourselves know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know it? Does anybody know His grace in here? Do you know His grace? Well, let me tell you what that grace did for you. He traded places. You know, He traded places. That though he was rich. In fact, he owned heaven and earth and everything. God had appointed him heir of all things. You can read that in Hebrews, the first three verses of chapter 1. God has appointed him heir of all things. Hallelujah. And because of your sakes, he gave all that up, traded places. He became poor that you, through his poverty, might become rich. Hallelujah. Now let me break this down for you, in case some of you are thinking that that's spiritual richness. Jesus never became poor spiritually. Hello? Did Jesus become poor spiritually? He got the Spirit of God not by measure. He was given to him. In him was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Colossians, you know, chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 will tell you these things. You know, read verse 9. Verse 9 of that Colossians 2. In him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He carried the fullness. He was never poor spiritually. So don't think, you know, don't spiritualize this and think that he's just talking of some spiritual thing. No. He was talking of what he gave up. Let me tell you some of the things he gave up. When it was time for him to come, according to the word of the Lord, when the fullness of time came, when he would send forth his son, he picked out a virgin, according to Isaiah 7 and 14, that said, a virgin shall conceive. And he picked out that virgin, but lo and behold, you know, he could have come with blazing thunders and fires from heaven. He didn't. He came like a helpless baby. In fact, when he was to be born, there was no place for him to be born. No place. They couldn't find any room in any hotel. They couldn't find any room in any motel. They couldn't find any room in any inn. I mean, finally they found a stable that had donkeys. Donkeys! That's where the Lord of heaven and earth was born. You talk about poorness. You talk about, you know, poorness. You know, he gave all that up for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, and Jesus says, look, he doesn't want you. The Bible says that the Lord wants us to be in abundance. You know, John chapter 10 and verse 10. Jesus said that the devil comes, you know, for this purpose. There's only one purpose. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's a combined purpose that the devil comes for. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and that more abundantly. Amen. Amen. Now there is no scripture that I will read here today that you have never heard before. That difference is going to be the anointing. Hallelujah. It is always the anointing that makes the difference. You know, you can read the scripture a million times. You can read it a million times. You can hear it a million times. It's when that anointing is upon it, that's what makes the difference. And there is an anointing that the Lord sent me here for today. Amen. I didn't want you to miss it. And I have been praying for every one of you. Praise God. I don't want you to miss it. Now, here's what the psalmist said in Psalm 23. He said, thou hast prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies even. Hello? The Lord doesn't need to hide it in the corner. Hallelujah. He doesn't need to hide in the corner. That's Psalm 23 and verse 5. He doesn't have to hide in the corner. In the presence of your enemies. You know, thou anointest my head with oil. What does he say next? Hello? Running over is excess. Is abundance. He doesn't just put little bit of oil on your head. He pours the oil. In fact, that's how they anointed people in the holy days. They poured it. Today we just put a little bit of oil in your head, you know. In the olden days, they poured it. I said, like the oil that ran from the head of Aaron down to his feet. They just, you know, the priest or the prophet, he would come. The prophet generally is what he is. He would come. He would bring like a mug of the oil. You know, they had this camel skin and so forth. They bring a mug of the oil. Hallelujah. They will also bring the testimony. There are two things. That you used to have, well, actually three things. They used to have anointed me. They have the crown, they have the oil, and they have the testimony. You know, they will bring the Torah. They will bring it like that, all the commandments of the Lord and so forth. You know, and then they will present to him the testimony. Because he's a king. That's a Levite. And they will also give him the crown. But before they put the crown on his head, they will take this thing and they will pour it on his head until the horn is running over. Hallelujah. Amen. Now the Lord, he does running over. Amen. Running over. He doesn't like barely enough. He wants running over. Now, I want to say that we must trust the Lord and we must do everything that we can. But listen to this in Psalm 127. Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Now, listen to verse 2. It is vain. Hello? It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late. I mean, you get up early, that's good. I get up early myself. You get up early, that's good. You stay all day long, you put in 16, 18 hours only to eat the bread of sorrows. And after you earn, after you do all of these things, it's like you put the money in a bag of holes. You bring it in, but there's all kinds of hell that's breaking loose. Something breaks in the house, something's broken here, you're running helter skelter for this, and all your labor that you are laboring is like you have just laboring to solve this, all these problems. That's not a blessing of the Lord. Amen. Amen. That's like still living under the curse. That say, in the sweat of your head, you will do these things. You know, Jesus has abolished that. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Now, we should work hard. As a matter of fact, in Lamentation 3 and 27, it's for those of you who are still young. If you are younger than me in this room, you are young. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, if you are younger than me, you are young. Because I consider myself a young person.
That's right.
So if you are younger than me, you are still young. It is good for a man or woman, anybody, to bear the yoke in your youth. That's when you do it, you young people. Don't wait until you are old and then you start going to school and doing all these things. Do it now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because that knowledge will give you an advantage. An advantage. Now, so you must bear the yoke in your youth. Put all the effort into it. We understand that. However, you must know that it is not by working 3 jobs, 4 jobs. Now, I'm not making light of that situation, but I'm going to give you a secret here today.
Amen.
A secret that will allow you, well, I don't know if I can release all of the secret today. Holy Spirit is checking me. But I'm going to give you something that will allow you to be able to work less and make more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, why is it important, you know, for people, you know, to advance? Because most of the time, no matter how much we come here and preach about the sons of God and all these things, that people are still surrounded by all these issues. So God needs to take care of those issues. Amen.
Amen.
Now, when riches increase, don't set your heart upon them. So whether, you know, I'm not a prosperity preacher. Those of you have been listening to me, you know I'm not. However, God called for this today. Amen.
Amen.
In the book of Psalm 90, verses 16 and 17, here's what the Lord said. The Lord said, let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let there beauty of the Lord. I mean, he's called the perfection of beauty. Out of God, out of Zion, God, the perfection of beauty has shone. Let the beauty of our Lord God be upon us. And establish thou the work of our hands. Yea, establish thou it. God wants to establish the work of your hands. Well, let me tell you something. Jehoshaphat put it best. He said in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 20. He said, believe on the Lord your God, and so shall you be established. Hello, can you say that with me? Believe on the Lord your God. You know, this business of establish the work of your hands. You can't do it without believing on the Lord your God. So, to establish the work of your hands, you have to believe in the ability of God to open your mind and give you inspiration that all of a sudden you have knowledge. You just have understanding. And it gives you strategy of how to do these things. And I'm going to be praying for that today. Moreover, I want to tell you a story. An interesting story. And this story is taken from Luke chapter 9. It's in many places. It's in Matthew 14. It's in other places. It's in John chapter 6. And so on. You know. But in Luke chapter 9, this is the story of Jesus, you know, with the multitudes that had followed him for days. And it was time, you know, everyone that came out, they brought their little baskets and different things with them to camp out, but they had run out of their food. So after about 3 days, everybody had run out. So it is time, you know, to eat. I mean, feed the multitude. So the disciples come to Jesus and say, look, send them away before, you know, the nearest city, the stores are going to close. So just send them away so that they can get for themselves some victuals. They can get some snacks, something, you know, before the store closes. And Jesus said, there is no need to send them away. You feed them. And then they responded to Jesus and said, how in the world are we going to feed these thousands of people? All we have here, and you know, in another part of the story, Jesus said, what do you have? And they said, well, nothing but a little boy's sack lunch. You know, and Jesus said, it is enough. Amen. Hello? Now, I'm going to share with you a secret here today. Some of you already heard me say this. But I'm going to share it to you today. The secret is this. Jesus said, well, give you them to eat. In Luke chapter 9, verse 19. And he also said to them, make them sit down by 50s in a company. He did not give them that instruction. In fact, if you have the red letter Bible, you'll see that those are the words of Jesus. Make them sit down in 50s. And you know, you have to follow the instruction. Hello? Now, but when they gave, here's the real secret. When they gave the 5 loaves and 2 fishes to the hands of Jesus, I'm sure just about everybody here knows this story. What did Jesus do? Well, here's what he said. You know, Jesus, he took the loaves and 5 fishes. He looked up to heaven and he blessed them. Not the disciples. He blessed the bread and the fish. So he just blessed the bread and the fish. And what did he do after he blessed the bread and the fish? Hello? What did he do? He put it right back in the hands of the disciples. Now that's the secret. That's absolutely the secret. Now Jesus himself did not feed the multitude. People were saying, oh, Jesus fed the multitude. Jesus did all this.
The disciples fed the multitudes.
Hello? So you can hear it from me today. The disciples fed the multitudes. Look, it was a little boy's sack lunch. Jesus took it. He just blessed the thing and put it right back in the hands of the disciples. I tell you what, we're going to break bread after this. And I can show you how easy it is for me to break a piece of bread into 12. Hello? It's so easy. Anybody can do it. You can take a piece of bread and break it into 12. It's very simple. Would you agree? Would you agree? Anybody can do that. There is no big miracle there. The secret is the blessing that he put in it and put it right back into their hands. Now, Jesus is not going to do it, but he's going to put it back in your hands. And he's going to show you how to do it. The Lord told Noah that the rain was coming, but God is not going to build the ark. Hello, somebody. But God is going to give him instruction. In fact, the kind of knowledge he had to build that ark was beyond his time. But God is going to give him instruction and going to show him where to find the timber, the wood, the oak, and everything he needs. Hallelujah. God will not build furniture. He just makes trees. Amen. Praise God. That's all he does. He makes trees. Then he gives men inspiration to build furniture. Hallelujah. Now God made all these things here and so forth. Showed Noah. That's, you know, you get that oak. That one is good. Showed him a few things. Gave him some dimensions and some things. And just guiding him and so on. It took a long time. So God was guiding him. But God's not going to build the ark. Hallelujah. You are the one that's going to feed the multitude. Now God is going to bless you. He said you are called to be a blessing. Now, if you know how to give it away, God will always make a way to get it to you. Hello, let me say that again. I'm already dropping many punchlines in this lesson today. One more is, if you know how to give it away, God will always find a way to put it in your hands. Now, if you are tight-fisted, hallelujah. If you are tight-fisted, God will give it to you the first time, and then he'll check you out, and he'll say, You know, that one, he doesn't know how to give it away. You know, so I'm going to find somebody who can give it away. Somebody who can give it to the multitudes that are sitting on the grass. Hallelujah, somebody. Our Jesus, all he does is put it right back into your hands. And the Lord says, for me to ask you this, I already asked some people throughout the week. I said, what is in your hand? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What's in your hand? That's what God needs. That thing. And they said, Jesus said, what do you have? He said, well, we looked around, there's only one small boy's sack lunch. And the Lord said, well, it is enough. What is in your hand? God said that to Moses one time. What's in your hand? He said, well, a rod. The Lord said, no, that's more than a rod. Amen. Hallelujah. And you heard the story of the woman that came crying to Elisha the prophet. You know, my servant who loved the Lord, my husband who loved the Lord, the servant has death. He's now dead. The breadwinner is gone. I can't pay my bills anymore. And so all the money that we owe, the mortgage, everything that we can't pay, the debt collectors are come. And they're going to take my sons away from me in order to pay for them. They can do that in those holy days. And he cried to the man of God. And the man of God asked the same thing. What do you have? Hallelujah. Hello, somebody. What do you have? The beginning of this, your miracle, is already in your hands. You just have to discover it. What do you have? Maybe in your house. Maybe in your hand. It may be something. It may be something in your past that the Lord sees. Because the Lord doesn't throw dice with our lives. Here's one person. Let me just throw the dice and see how it comes out. You know, here's another person. I'll just throw the dice and see how it comes out. No. Everybody, look at your names. Look at your names. Right here. These fingerprints, they are coded with a plan for your life. And it's unique. Even twins cannot have the same fingerprints. Can you? Only, there's no computer in the world, no amount of computers that can compute that. All the billions of people that are coming to this world and the billions yet to come, every set of fingerprints different. Go right in there, go coded something. And people are trying to figure it out. That's why they go to palm readers. If you ever submit your hand to palm reader, you are finished. As a child of God. Because the peeping spirits, the muttering spirits, they'll confuse you. Jesus said in John chapter 3 and verse 8, the wind blows where it wants. Nobody can tell where it's going. Nobody can tell where it's coming. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. Palm reader cannot tell where you're going or where you're coming. But if you submit to them, then they'll bamboozle you. I trust that nobody is doing that. Amen. But there is a plan. It's not just that. He has coded it. You got to discover it. Amen. The Holy Spirit is the governor that brings discovery. Jesus said in John chapter 16 and verse 13, when the Holy Spirit comes, He will give you strategy. Hallelujah. That's what He said. Guide you to all truth. Strategy. He will not speak of Himself, but He will show you things to come. Things to come. How you are going to navigate. Hallelujah. Amen. Holy Spirit. You don't have Holy Spirit, you need Holy Spirit. That's how He does it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to wrap up this session because I want to pray for you. The greatest lesson I want to pass along today is that what God is going to use for your springboarding, you probably already have. Praise God. When David came up against Goliath, he already had the tools. Hallelujah. He already had experience against the lion and the bear. And he already knew how to use that sling. The victory, everything that he was going to use in that battle, he had already played with somehow. He already got into a fist fight with a lion. And he came out a winner. Amen. Amen. He got into a fist fight with a bear that can rise up and become like 9 feet tall. He came out a winner. Hallelujah. When you see David, ask him, where do you get your strategies? He will tell you, you should see the other guy. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Might have come out with a few scratches, but he got the experience, and the Lord gave him the wisdom to fall back on that experience. Hallelujah. Now, what is in your hand? God is going to bless it and put it right back in your hands. Amen. That's why I told you to bring a dollar bill. Now, you're not going to put it in the basket. And you are not going to spend it. Hallelujah. We are going to put a blessing on it. And if you can frame it, if you can put it somewhere, you know. Now, let me make a disclaimer right here. There is no magic. It's your dollar. I'm not giving it to you. So there is no magic to it. There is no magic in the oil that I will anoint you with either. The secret comes in, believe the Lord your God, and so shall you be established. Believe also his prophets. I'm not a prophet, but when I stand to speak the word of the Lord, then I'm a prophet. Hallelujah. A prophet is the one that brings the word of the Lord. Today, I'm a prophet. I'm not normally a prophet. But today, this is a prophetic release for you. And all you, now, if you don't believe me, it's not going to work for you. So don't even bother. And I'm not going to force anybody to come. But if you want, just come. I'll tell you something. Some years ago, many years ago, we were still in perhaps one of our first buildings. One day the Lord sent me out there to do an anointing of increase. I might have done something similar to this. You know, one person, in fact, he's right here. One person came with a testimony just a week or so later and said, that week after, they got a $30,000 increase. Hallelujah! Now, I'm not shooting for $30,000. I'm not even shooting for anything. But what I'm shooting for is this. Especially those of you who are entrepreneurs, you know, and you're trying to figure something out. And even if you are working for somebody else, it's still the same thing. You're trying to figure something out. You know, I am going to pray that God will give you strategy. And then you put it right back in your hands. So we're not taking off an offering other than your regular offering. You know, every service, this is part of the service. Every service you give your offering. That's not what it's about. This one, you're not going to put it in the basket. Don't put it in the basket. Hold on to it. Put it somewhere special. If you open a business, maybe frame it and put it there. If you have financial difficulties. And what do you want to do with that? Every time you look at that $1, maybe there will be a stain of the oil on it. Every time you look at it, it'll be a point of contact. You know, in the olden days, the children of Israel, sometimes they would erect a stone and say, this stone is a witness of unity. Because every time they pass by that, they will remember. You know, so every time you look at it, you will remember what the Lord did for you today. Amen. And then you come back and give testimony upon testimony upon testimony upon testimony. Hallelujah. For ye shall go out with joy. Isaiah 55 and verse 11. And you will be led forth with peace. Hallelujah. Well, not that one. Go down further. Give me the wrong one. Go down towards the last two verses of that chapter. Hallelujah. Okay. For ye shall go out with joy. And you will be led forth with peace. This is Isaiah 55 verse 12. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. When they see you coming, they start to sing. Hallelujah. When the trees of the field see you coming, they start to clap their hands. They start to celebrate your success. God will line them up because He has given you something that you could never have. Praise God. And I pray for everybody. I say, Lord, take your people to some place that they've never been. You know, this is, I don't want something that I've already had. Somewhere I've already been. Somewhere you've never been. Something you've never experienced. Hallelujah. You know, God, take me to the place that I've never been. Show me, it isn't that word. The Lord said to Jeremiah 33 and verse 3, call unto me and I will show you great and mighty things which you don't know. Great and mighty things. That's how He does it. You know, He will show you, I will show you the way to go. I will lead you, I will instruct you, I will give you strategy and inspiration of the Almighty. Hallelujah. So we are going to pray. That's my lesson for today. That's it. But I want to pray right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody come and get me the bottle of oil here. I'm going to pray. I want you to prepare. This is your instrument that I'm going to bless in the name of the Lord today. And after this, we're going to break bread. You know, so don't go away. Now, all you need is a dollar. You know, and I ask people, bring a dollar bill to the church. Maybe some of you didn't see, that's okay. But if you have anything that we can bless, I put right back in your hands, and you take it with you. Like I said, there's no magic, it's not a magic wand. We're not waving anything. You know, I'm just following the instructions. And if you follow, now this is for anybody that believes. It's not for you if you don't believe. In fact, it's not going to work for you if you spite it in your heart. If you, you know, despite it in your heart, it's not going to work for you. But if you believe, hallelujah, then it's going to work for you. I want you to stand to your feet. I want you to prepare your $1 all over this auditorium. If you want to be a part of this, don't miss out. I am going to pray. I am going to anoint the $1 and I'm going to give it right back to you. And then you go do with it as the Lord tells you. But I'm asking you, you know, put it somewhere and be looking at it. Don't spend that one. That's why I didn't ask you to bring $20 or $50 or $100. It's just a $1. So you can afford. And you know something? If you keep this $1, you will always have a dollar. Hallelujah. You keep this $1, you will never be broke because you always have a dollar. Hallelujah. But beyond that, I just said that to be funny. But beyond that, God is going to give you abundance. Amen. The reason why he does it is so that you can be a channel of blessing. As he's putting it into your hands, then you are dishing it out. Hallelujah. He put it in the hands of the disciples, and they were dishing it out, and they were looking. And as they gave, the thing did not diminish. The thing did not diminish. As long as there was somebody else still to be fed, the thing was just multiplying. Not in the hands of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, it was not multiplying in the hands of Jesus. It was multiplying in the hands of the disciples. So the Lord blessed it, put it back in their hands. And it was multiplying in the hands of the disciples. I want you to get that today. So we are going to use this as an emblem or a symbol of the Lord blessing something that was in your hand. I'm putting it right back in your hand. Because he wants to give you an abundance. So can I have the Lord? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So that's what I want you to do. I want you to just line up here, if you will, form two lines in the air. This is only for somebody who wants to participate in it. Hallelujah. If you are here, your son and your daughter is not here, make one out for them, put their name on it. Hallelujah! Did you hear the instruction? What did I just say? What did I say? Because I know you were going to the line, so you were not listening. I said, if you are here and your son or daughter is not here, make one out for them and put their name on it. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I'm going to do this and I'm going to pray first before I leave. Lord, I pray that all the glory goes to you. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
All the glory goes to the Lord. But Elijah said, well, if I be a man of God, well, I don't know why people are laughing and doing this. Is serious business, folks. This is serious business. I don't want you to be laughing. I don't want you to be talking. But we're in the presence of God. This is serious business. You might miss something because you're not paying attention. And God might give some instruction. And if you do something different, it's not going to work. So let me wait a minute for all the talking and stuff to subside. Maybe people are borrowing a dollar. Maybe that's why they are talking. Borrow, get your vessels, not a few. Well, it's just a dollar. So, okay, if somebody doesn't have a dollar, give them one. Maybe that's why they are talking. But after you got that, prepare your heart. Hallelujah. Now, you are standing in the line by your own choice. I'm not forcing anybody. I just preach the word. Now, it's up to you if you want to sign the line. But since you are signing the line, let me tell you something how this works. For the moment I started preaching, some of you, something was already working inside of you. And you already say, now, if I go there with my daughter, this is it. See, some people are saying that. Some people are just coming carelessly. But some people are saying, it's like that woman. I said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. Now, so if you can just believe God, hallelujah, praise God for what he will do for you today. Glory to God. So, now, as you come, just present the daughter before the Lord. Don't give it to me. But when you present it, it's like you present it to the Lord. I'm just going to anoint it. And you take it back. That's all you need. It's really that simple. Is that simple instruction or not? Is it simple? Okay, it is simple. Okay, so let's do this. I know we normally have testimony on first Sunday of the month, like we did today. But for you, that testimony starts as soon as you leave this building. The Lord will just be opening up his good treasure unto you. It starts with, he will open up your understanding. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.